Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. Don is here.
I'm here.
Dave is here.
I'm here as well.
And I am here. I'm Eric. I'm the host of the Valley Outdoors. We're glad to have you guys with us. We're going to have lots of, I think it's going to be fun stuff to talk about today. We've got a little bit of conversation talking about a change in the limits on the Lac Don. We pushed on this for a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Both sides of the story. We've got a kind of the results of some of the pushes that we put in and a lot of other people as well. That, we're going to talk sunscreen. Lots of cool stories coming up. You're going to want to stay tuned. Be right back.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well, it's good to see you guys back in the studio.
Always good to be seen.
Yeah, then viewed.
Yep. Yeah, in our case, viewed as well. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, maybe one of these days we'll take the leap and do this Facebook Live or something.
Yeah, stream. I'd like that. That'd be fun.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be all over that.
All right.
Why not? I got a couple of buddies in South Dakota that do it.
Yeah.
That do radio broadcasts that does that. So
yeah.
Nothing wrong with that at all. We're so entertaining, I'll have to dress differently instead of my bathrobe.
Well, I was going to suggest...
But last week, I was fortunate enough to be at Devil's Lake, North Dakota. We talked a little bit with Kyle from the Woodland Resort up there. Had a great time. And, you know, Devil's Lake, you know, from the interview, if you guys didn't listen to it, check it out. Last week's interview, it was very... it was an education. I don't know if you listened, Don. But
I didn't get a chance.
There was a lot that he talked about as far as the fishery, the change, what's going on with the fishery. So really what I wanted to do is get a flavor, everybody that's listening, get a flavor of what Devil's Lake has been and where it's at now. And it's pretty incredible because when I first started going there with the walleye tour, it was first year that it had actually flooded or had gotten to the closer to the water level we're at right now. And you were fishing flooded cattails and lead core. I mean, and that's in cattails. That was a swamp. So a lot of the things that we look at, whether it's farm tractors or grain silos that are in water and you're catching fish out of those, it's just a whole different fishery. So moving forward to what we were doing out there, bottom bouncers and spinners were the key. It really worked quite well. We varied the spinners, though, I will tell you that. We went from some very small spinners, metal. I went to my go-to Mac twin blade spinners because you just have a confidence when you won big tournaments, multiples, and were done well in them with them in that area. Your tendency is to have a go-to, and unbelievable how well it worked. It was just really an important piece of it. We mixed between crawlers and leeches, which was, I'm not one that would normally switch. I know a slow death and a night crawler are pretty hard to beat, but yeah, a couple of days the leeches or the crawlers weren't going, and the leeches just.
Yeah, see, I'm a leech guy. I mean, I'll go with leeches over crawlers any day.
Yeah, the reason I don't is the usual access to leeches.
This can be tough.
It could be very difficult. And if I can know how to set up for a crawler bite, you can make it work with even a worm if you have to.
Right.
But one of the the things that when you're out there, one of the areas we fished was called the Golden Highway. The Golden Highway is actually a highway that is actually, it's a high road under the water. And when you're bottom bouncing, you're actually bottom bouncing on top of, on pavement. And you've got to be very aware that speed consistency is important. Otherwise, that hook will drop down and will, on occasion, stick. And when it gets sticking to pavement, it doesn't come out very easily at all.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. It seems to want to stay.
Pavement's just flat.
With a lot of cracks and stuff in it.
Oh, okay.
So getting that into it.
It's probably got some sticks and stuff like that.
Well, primarily it's pavement. It's chunks, right? So that was one thing on the highway. We, you know, you work the highway, you've got more aggressive fish that are going to be in the top. You're going to work the edges if you want to catch some, you know, if you're not getting them on the top. Another section, a lot of different hump areas. So we just happened upon a hump, tried it, and it was off of the area that used to be wooded. It wasn't, it was relatively close to it. And I'm thinking, this is going to be a challenge. And I'm looking at the graph and I went, oh, this is not good. Okay, everybody raise your lines up. And then we get over it and then we drop back down. And consistency again is speed is important, because if you stall the speed, that hook's going to drop. Mm-hmm. Well, there, if the hook drops, you're hooking whatever wood is laying down. And it's definitely a change in that fishery from when way back when we were there, because of the ice and everything else pushing and breaking off those trees. And when you look at that piece of the puzzle, that's where I didn't have a nightcrawler blower. I wish I would have, and I would have blown that up and created an elevation. But putting a float on the leech, that helped a lot. So really being able to keep that bait up. And
did you lose many rigs?
Don, I lost more rigs in one day than I lost in probably the last 10 years, and I'm not lying. I bet I broke off 15 times in a matter of 3 hours.
Takes a while to tie that many.
And I'm running two rods.
Maybe you should just run.
Was a headache.
Maybe you should just run one and pay attention.
No. I refuse to. I'm stubborn and I'm Norwegian, yes. So there you go. But it was a good time. We tried some other spots, passed through the casino, a couple bridges, spot I'd never fished, came up on it. The guys are giving me grief. Hey, if we wanted to go for a boat ride, I would have paid for one, you know, all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I said, look, I'm trying to find spots for everybody. We came on a spot. We came up 19, 21, 19, 18, 18, 17, 18 inchers, and they got real quiet real quick.
Sure.
And day we left, 25 to 35 mile an hour, gusting to 45. So timing was perfect. Speaking of timing perfect, end of my story, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Mille Lacs and other stories. Hang tight. We'll be right back.